Welcome to Uniquely Loved, a celebration of authenticity and divine inspiration. We are encouraged to be our own unique, authentic selves. Join me, Tech Witch Nikki, as we discuss spiritual gifts and skills we can develop and enhance, speak with amazing people using their skills in a variety of ways, and explore the different ways to connect to the wonders of the universe.
Hello, my loves. Next week is Halloween. This is my favorite time of year. Now, I want to talk a little bit about the whole holiday and this time of year and everything going on. And I want to preface this by saying there is absolutely no wrong way to celebrate this time of year. We have Halloween, we have Samhain, we have All Souls Day. There are so many other ways to celebrate, depending on the culture that you hail from. And they are all utterly amazing. Now, Halloween traditionally, typically modernized now anyways, is, you know, hey, we go door to door wearing cool costumes or whatever we want and saying trick or treat. And there's a whole lot of different historical aspects to this. I'm not going to really get into them right now. This is more fun. My husband, children, and I, we're going to go to a trick-or-treat on Friday. Then on Tuesday, we're going to go trick-or-treating. We go for like an hour, and then we come home and hand out candy as well. So my kids get to see even more of the costumes because it is just so much fun. It's always, the energy is just always light and bubbly and friendly. And yeah, a little spooky because you're walking around in the dark and everything. And you have all the really cool decorations. Some are just fun and more childlike, and others are spooky and scary, complete with the music and everything, depending on the neighborhood that you're in. And other people go to haunted houses to get scared or freaked out or laugh at the costumes and haha, you can't get me. I do that occasionally too. My kids are too young for that right now. And that's okay. That is. But then we have different ways. There is different practices. Some people will set up an ancestor altar and honor those who have passed on. Honor those who even, you know, our far back ancestors who we've never met in the physical, who we can still connect with in the astral, in the spiritual realms, in dreams, in meditation, and so many different ways. Our ancestors still protect us. They support us. They guide us. And even with how they were in life, regardless of how they were in life, they're not that way now. In my experience anyways, once we move on, we connect with our higher self, the higher consciousness, and it's like, oh, okay. Some of the things I did in life maybe not have been so great. But it was what I came here to learn. Or that didn't quite go as planned. But you know what? I'm going to take the higher consciousness, the higher route, or, you know, lead with love. And I'm going to still support you with love. You know, so a lot of our guides are our ancestors. And they're not the exact same as they were in life. Now, we may see them the same way or even younger. Especially for those that we knew in life. And that's so we can actually identify them, be like, oh, hey, hi, grandma. Hi, grandpa. It is emotional for them and for us. Now, setting up an altar is a way that we can connect with them a little bit easier, because sometimes setting up a sacred space, it makes it easier for us to be able to get into that frame of mind to be able to connect. And sometimes it can be as simple as just a picture. We have a few pictures. We have some personal effects that we had saved, some rings, some coins, a few other items that were passed down to us. And oftentimes, candles are lit, incense, flowers are given as offerings. Now they can be fresh or they can be, you know, fake flowers that you can keep around the picture or on the altar for however long you want, really. There's no wrong way to do this. It's whatever feels right for you. And I have a candle. We often light incense for them. Occasionally, we will leave food offerings. Food and drink are very, very common. I draw out the essence and the energy of the food and drink and send it to them. And they are nourished by, that kind of stuff. And as are we. We just get it in a different way. But our soul is also nourished by the essence and the energy of the foods that we consume. Music. Music is another wonderful offering and a way to connect, whether it be their favorite tunes or music that reminds you of them. It can also just be soothing, meditative music that helps you get in the mood, because oftentimes it is mostly just us getting in the right frame of mind, being able to calm the logic brain that says, oh, this won't work, because it does. Being able to just set the scene, because those are all tools for us to be able to focus on what we're trying to do. It's like, hey, I want to connect with this particular ancestor because I miss you. I'm really feeling the emotions right now, because this is a time that is very common for us to connect with those who have passed on, whether it be really recent or even before we were born. And our guides absolutely love connecting with us and being able to say, hey, we love you. Wow, the emotions coming through are just, it's a wave of love. It's a wave of, we want you to know that we support you. We're rooting for you always. Those are the feelings that are coming through right now. And okay, sometimes it can be overwhelming, and that's okay, especially if it's somebody who has recently departed. This is a wonderful way to connect with them, and you can use any of the items or none at all. You can really just sit there and be like, hey, I want to talk to you. You can ask your spiritual team, those that you consciously work with, or those that you maybe know a little more about, because the more we know about them, the easier it is for us to be like, okay, I know I can connect with you. I know you can hear me. Can you please send my love to, so and so? And oftentimes they're already there with us, but knowing that there's a guide who is willing and able to be like, hey, Nikki really loves you. Nikki really wants to connect with you. Go on. Sometimes that helps us be able to receive a little bit easier, the hug, the support. And sometimes it helps us get out of our own way to be able to see or perceive or accept it as well. Okay, I'm grounding myself a little bit more because these emotions are coming through. They are really, really strong. And it can be for you as well. One way that I have guided others that really, really works. I've used this too. If you are in a state of really grieving, really missing somebody, write them a letter. Pour your heart into it. Get it all out. Focus on the memories that you're going to cherish, that you do cherish, that you want to hold on to. I keep the letters so I can reread them, so I can remind myself of those cherished memories, because they do fade. No matter how we want to hold on to them, oftentimes a lot of memories do fade over time. So writing them out really, really helps. And this is another wonderful way that we can honor their memory and provide comfort for us and for them. It's like, hey, I want to remember, oh, excuse me, I want to remember the good times. I want to remember the heartfelt times. I don't want to just remember the loss. Our guides, our ancestors, our loved ones, they don't want us to just focus on what we've lost, on all the love that we can no longer give them in the physical, because we can still give it to them, spiritually. We can still give it to them at a soul level and be like, okay, I know your body's gone, but I know your spirit is still here. Okay. Writing the letter helps us frame everything the way that we want it. So when we are emotional, we can still actually read it and be like, hey, this is everything I want to tell you. Reading it out loud helps a lot if you're not able to do so because you get really emotional. You can read it out in your head and just telepathically send it to them because it still works. We're still hurt. No matter how we get it out, we are hurt. We are supported. We are loved. We are going to be going to have fun this Halloween and celebrate and enjoy. And then that is how we are honoring our ancestors. I am also going to be lighting a candle and some incense and leaving some offerings out for everyone that has gone before. And that is how we are celebrating and honoring this season. However you do it is absolutely amazing. And as long as it's heartfelt, it is wonderful. There is another practice that people will cook a feast and then set aside a chair and a plate of that feast and enjoy dinner in silence. Oftentimes they'll call this a dumb supper because no one speaks through it, because you are essentially inviting your ancestors, inviting the past on loved ones to have a meal with you. And we are quiet to be able to listen for or perceive or sense any messages from them as we are enjoying a meal together. Now you can do that too. We will tend to set out a separate plate as an offering, and I just invite the guides and ancestors and everybody to enjoy. And then we go about our meal as we normally would. And that way, you know, they can enjoy a meal with us as well. In a normal setting where we're talking about each other's days or just enjoying each other's company, because to me, that's how family is. And I see all my guides, my entire spiritual team, no matter where they are from or what they go by, I see them all as family and I treat them as such. So whatever you feel is right is perfect for you. I'm kind of cluing you in on how I do things and how we've morphed. You know, our process has grown over the years, and my husband and kids are totally into it. We all enjoy it. And yeah, it is emotional. I've had loved ones pass on since last Halloween. So this is a little more emotional for me. I know they're with me always, but because of this time of year and everything, it's more common and more prevalent. So people are more tuned in. It's more acceptable. So people are more tuned in and be like, hey. And it's really, really cool because it's a time where we can all just share and enjoy each other's practices and share in the love with those who have passed on or with those who are on the other side. So I would love to hear about how you celebrate, how you honor. Email me at njones@techwitchlayer.com. Find me on the socials at TechWitchLayer for Facebook, TechWitchNikki, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok. It doesn't matter. Just, I would love to hear. You can even comment on the podcast. But I love you. I support you. Always remember, you are accepted, you are valid, and you are loved. Thank you for joining me today as we explore what makes us uniquely loved. Be sure to subscribe. More adventure awaits. For more articles and to work with me as your personal guide, go to www.techwitchlayer.com. Always remember, you are accepted. You are valid.
You are loved.